Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Always a pleasure to hang out. And folks, you got we got a real treat here. Jay Meeks is back on the show. Jay is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Administaff, one of our corporate partners. When you hear me say thanks to our corporate partners for making all the things that we do available to you for free, Jay's one of those guys who helps us with that. And Jay, welcome back to the show, and thank you for that.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. What a week.
That was
seventh
fantastic.
Annual Administaff Small Business Classic. Thank you. You've invited me to come for the first one, and I'm like a bad nickel. I keep coming back, and I just want you to know that this is the high point of our year to come here and spend a week talking about and being around golf and small business. What about these small business owners that have been showing up here today this week? It's just so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, they have a great time. You know, we've been able to associate with some of the best golfers in the world. People are frankly legends.
Yeah, yeah. Administaff does it right. Couple of things. Last night, big event, dinner with the king. Obviously, folks, if you're not a golfer, golfers know who I'm talking about. We're talking about Arnold Palmer. Everybody knows who Arnold Palmer is. You know, Jay, when 2,500 years ago, Confucius said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's Arnold Palmer.
Exactly.
And he showed that last night.
Yep.
I mean, I'm telling you, was there a dry eye in the house? I mean, this guy, if you either had a tear in your eye or a tingle, this guy's 81 years old. And I'm telling you, I wish every American could hear what he said last night. And I'm challenging you to put that up on YouTube so every American can hear what he has to say.
Yeah, we've got
to
do that. We've got our production folks to kind of edit it down a little bit if we need to.
Outstanding. Folks, and look, we're not going to talk a lot about golf right now. I want to talk about the tournament and what this tournament has meant to this community, to the charities. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a big economic impact all through the community.
Yeah, millions, tens of millions.
Yeah, I mean, you have the charities that we raise money for. Obviously, that's the whole point of the tournament. But you've also got all the ancillary benefits that go from the hotels, the production people. I mean, it's just amazing what it takes to I'll show up on site with Brian Nagle, our tournament director, on a 2 weeks early, and then all of a sudden, I come there maybe 4 or 5 days before the tournament, and it all happens. I mean, all of a sudden, you got these tents everywhere.
It's like a carnival that comes to town, right?
Exactly. So you end up showing up there going, people come to watch the tournament and go, they can see it all, mm-hmm. but they don't realize that it wasn't there 2 weeks ago,
right. If you want to get an idea for that, folks, go back to the golf course a week later. And you almost won't recognize you. If I dropped you into the middle of it, blindfolded, you wouldn't recognize where you were.
Yeah.
It's the truth. But how much money have you guys raised in this tournament over the years for charities?
For 7 years, I was thinking about that when you discussed this meeting a little earlier. But it's got to be well over $5 million that we've been able to generate. Last night, the auction alone. Last night, me and Jim Nance and myself up there on stage. there's $81,000 we raised with those three
just,
of us.
Just one little Dan Dunn, is that right?
Yes.
Did some impromptu caricature art and raised $81,000 in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. After he took 22 minutes to do the paintings.
Two, three of them,
And then 7 minutes to do the auction. Folks, all this money, of course, they got something for their money, but all this money is going to go to charity 100%. Dan donated his talent, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. And so this year, you got any idea what you think it'll be this year?
No, I won't know. We'll have to get at the end of the tournament time and look at the budgets and look at what we did. It'll be over $1 million, Jim, I'm sure.
But
I'm sure
I want to point something else out, though, folks. And this must be said. This is the second year in the row that you guys have not charged to get in the tournament.
That's right.
You guys stepped up, and you got some sponsors.
Yeah.
You've got partners. You said, guys, things are tough. We want people to enjoy this tournament. That's what it's all about. They'll come and they'll have fun.
Right.
And so you had people to step up and help you pay for the gate.
Yep. Yep.
Second year. Is that done anywhere else?
Well, Pro Links, which runs our golf tournament.
Brian Nagle.
Brian and Hollis
Kebner.
you know, they're doing it. They have five different Champions Tour events that they manage, and they begin to. I think they did up in Minnesota this year. So it's not. I think we were the first.
You guys were the leaders in that.
Yeah.
What a great gesture, folks. That's leadership. That's corporate leadership. So look, if you're a member of a Chamber of Commerce, then and you have a chance to bring a golf tournament, maybe a lesser one, one of the regional tournaments, a nationwide, a LPGA, whatever. This is a Champions Tour PGA tournament. It's good business, and it's good for the community if it's done right, especially. And you guys do it right.
Thanks,
so congratulations. $5 million, folks, for charities in 7 years. How about that? We'll take a quick break. Jay Meeks is going to stay with me. When we come back, I'm going to ask Jay to help us understand, how do we know when our business model needs to change, when things need to change? How do we know? And then when we discover that, how do we actually make it happen? Jay's doing that right now. He's going to help us with that after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.